Well, full disclosure, half of the Rec-Kids work for SLB, or I guess. You know, studies show that 50% of the Rec-Kids are half of the Rec-Kids. No, wait. If you like jokes like that, you're tuned in at a really good time, because these guys have a lot of things like that to offer. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I met Sarah Siplak through a mutual friend, and actually instantly liked her. And then as I've gotten to know her more over the past few years, have even more instantly liked her. And she does a lot of our educational work here at SLB. You possibly have seen her doing open studio workshops, and she'll be making Mother's Day cards every day this... No, she won't. No, she won't be doing that. She's out of the school a lot. I've also had a chance to get to know her son, Wyatt, and her husband, Scott Peterson. And Scott and Sarah together are a group known as the Rec-Kids. Scott's parents are here today, too, from Michigan. And it's nice to have them here. And perhaps we'll learn more about them as time goes on. You may have seen the Rec-Kids during our solar concert series last year, and they also get out to play a bit. We will get to know them more throughout the next half hour or so, but let me introduce to you, my friends, the Rec-Kids, Sarah Siplak and Scott Peterson.
Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, the world.
The whole world. Should we just get into it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting, like, we didn't have all that pre, you know, I typically say, well, you know, I'll just introduce you. You can start cold. And how many songs do you want? How many songs do you think you want to do? We at 1, 2, 3.
Like, 20 or so.
20? 20 or so?
Those are lyrics.
Oh, those are lyrics. Okay,
tell
they're not.
Anybody that I'm looking at lyrics.
It's okay to look at lyrics. I'm impressed that you can read them that far away. Doth, go ahead and start, and then we'll chat in between. Here are the Rec-Kids.
All right.
What's this one called?
This one's called Silence of Your Lambs.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you make two sheep and they look just fine. But on a full moon, they'll attack and eat your mind.
Every passing day,
you see the
errors of your ways.
See the ingredients anymore. Stockholders don't know what they're stocking in their stores. And each subsequent year, your conscience is less clear. She's a girl or a boy. Where the toy looks pretty, but the Yangtze looks like soy. And every passing cloud speaks to us so loud.
Wreckheads at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's fun to watch these guys play. They do these Sonny and Cher takes at each other as they in a good way. That's a classic.
And we bill ourselves as a Sonny and Cher.
Have you done that?
Comedy folk duo.
Yeah, there you go. You know.
I find that if you lead with these guys are comedy though, everybody expects laughter, and
right.
I like to surprise people rather than
right.
Give them high expectations and then disappoint them.
Yeah, there's right. nothing worse than somebody like be funny like you were or
tough. Tell that hilarious joke.
Yeah, or play something. You're a musician, play something. And you're sitting around the campfire and it's like be funny like you were last night. So, you know, how did you guys meet? You know, it's always hard to interview somebody that you know pretty well, but actually I don't know the answer to that question.
All right, I'm going to put this in a nutshell because it could be a very long story. Yeah, I went to fine arts camp as a child and met these twins from Davenport, Iowa. They both ended up going to Duquesne,
where I went to school.
And then one of them got married in Davenport, Iowa, and
I was the only person who knew both the bride and groom, and so I was the only Pittsburgh person invited to the wedding.
Okay.
And so he was at the wedding because he knew them when they were kids, and I was at the wedding because I knew them as students at Duquesne University.
And she wasn't that into me.
Oh, that's not true.
But then, and then I visited her in Pittsburgh on my way out to New York City,
mm-hmm.
and there's definitely some sparks. There were some sparks.
Yeah.
And but then she didn't move to New York City for another 5 years.
Yeah.
But then the very second we got together, there were a lot of sparks.
Yeah.
And we were like, I think we were engaged not too long after that.
We were engaged pretty soon after that.
A couple months after
that.
Yeah. Well, that's Ricky. Ricky and I fell into that trap, or I mean, had that happen to us. We met. And
we don't say that out loud.
I mean, we were engaged 5 months after we met. I mean, after we really met.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I mean, we knew each other a little bit beforehand.
We were middle-aged when we finally got together, so it was kind of like, let's just get it over with.
I don't think you're middle-aged yet. It's all perspective.
Depends on how long you live.
Middle age is 20 years older than your present age. Just say that to yourself your whole life.
I like that way of thinking.
That's exactly what it is. So when did you start playing? Did you both?
Well, he had been playing a lot in New York City, and I had been playing with a bunch of bands in Pittsburgh.
I'd been playing to about 6 or 7 people usually, and then when Sarah started, we got like up to 100 people.
I think the first time we actually sang together, we were up at Lake George, and you were playing your guitar.
Oh.
I went up to visit you. Excuse me. And we just started singing, and I've always been great at harmonizing. I've always been like a backup singer.
Yeah, you are really good at that.
It's just, I think I started as a kid harmonizing to the radio, and I started harmonizing to one of his songs, and we were like, hey, we should try this together. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. it got very well received.
And I knew I could exploit you.
Totally.
And not have to pay you as a hired gun.
Right.
So it really worked out well for me.
We like to do kitschy things on stage and exploit each other. We got engaged on stage.
Yep, that's right.
He proposed Sidewalk during Cafe. One of our shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure. You probably knew what the answer was going to be.
She's been bugging me forever.
I was like, is today the day you're going to ask me? Because I'm ready.
But I had to save up for the 9-carat cubic zirconia that I proposed with.
Wow. I didn't know they made them that big.
Oh, it's huge.
It's
beautiful.
Huge.
It was a beautiful rock.
Hey, you know, the nice thing about cubic zirconia is they'll cut plastic.
I didn't know that.
Did they open envelopes? But I saved up for quite. It was $25, as I recall. That included shipping. So
they're really good for saw blades that go through balsa wood. Too.
Yeah, and the ring changed color. It started out like a silver color, and then ended up being kind of like a brass.
Like a mood,
color.
A mood ring. A mood.
Yep.
That's a good ring.
The records are here. It's 27 minutes before noon. Hello to Wyatt. I can't see Wyatt. I hope he's running around. But he can hear. He's also is he the wreck or the kids? I forget.
He's the kids. And he will soon be the wreck.
Yeah.
He will eventually be in the band. We're working on it.
Yeah.
In time.
I'd like to exploit him too.
Yeah, totally.
By exploit, you mean foster greater.
I just mean we've invested a lot in him.
I'll say.
And it's about time he starts paying us back. I'd say by the time he's 4, he needs to be either on the drums or the bass.
Yep. That's the goal.
You're going to Bonaducci him.
Or both, if we can figure that out.
Well, let's hear another song, although but silliness is fun, too.
Well, this song is silly. It's called Way to Go Me. Well, it's way to go, me, really, is how you say it.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, it's a song about how we're not terribly proud of ourselves as far as our accomplishments and stuff like that. When I was in high school, I had delusions of grandeur. Oh, I totally messed that joke
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's just play it.
Actually, I have...
Can I do it after the song?
Yes.
When I was in high school, I had delusions of adequacy.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, so I'm not going to do that one after the song.
That was the joke. He said it wrong.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Back to school, though. I did have a Cyclops teacher one time. He only had one pupil.
I bet he kept an eye on you.
Oh, my gosh. This has just turned into a comedy show.
Way to go, Scott.
Ready? I never counted off, and I always do a different tempo.
That's fine.
So, ready? Wasn't even close.
Got my degree in June, but I don't remember it. I forgot everything before September hit. Way to go, me. I delivered pizzas, my friends delivered babies. They said I'd news, I said maybe. Less insurance, but I live more risky. I drink less wine and more whiskey. Way to go, me. So sit down, here's the plot twister. My new girlfriend is my ex's little sister. In a loft bed. Now I'm 28 and I sleep in a loft bed. Way to go, me. Way to go, me. Nah. What I've done, and I'm not proud of what I've won. I don't have anything important to say to anybody willing to hear, but at least I'm sincere. I don't have anything important to say to anybody willing to hear, but at least I'm sincere.
That's a good song. Who wrote that?
He did. He's the songwriter.
It's a good song. So, there's a girl named Lily that likes root beer. Mm-hmm. And there's a girl named David, or a boy. Sorry, it's been a long way to go, me. That's a nice song. Who wrote that?
That was me.
Okay. So, there's a girl.
Starting over.
Oh, God. There's a girl named Lily that likes root beer. There's a boy named David who likes a small cheese pizza with water. And you know them. And they're listening to you right now, along with their mom and dad, named Rob and Robbie. And they said how nice it is to hear the records this morning. In fact, they described it. And I think you could use this on your next album. A pleasant surprise.
Oh, I like that.
Although that works a couple different ways.
Good album title.
Yeah, a pleasant surprise. But Rob and Robbie, are longtime.
Robbie and Lily and David.
Yes, are longtime listeners. And so it's a nice surprise to me that they know you and they wanted to say hello.
I know them because of when I worked at Dee's, that wonderful restaurant in Regent Square. I met a lot of really awesome people when I worked there.
You meet amazing people just being out there in public.
It's true.
No, it is amazing. Can I mention your acting? Whoops, I guess I can.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed, and maybe this happens, but do you remember meeting my friend Joe?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at Sarah and just said, "That play, you were in that play."
It's amazing.
I forget the play.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
And I don't, of course, I'm not, I've much respect for actors, but it's incredible to me that you must have been a standout, or Joe has a strong eye. I don't know much about
that.
The show was pretty amazing. I mean, I was really lucky that I played opposite Anthony Rapp, who is now a very good friend of mine, and that show was extremely popular at City Theater. It got extended for months, and then we took it to Hartford, Connecticut, and it was...
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience, and I mean, that was in 2003, and I still, every now and again, somebody will come up and go, "Oh my gosh, you're Yitzhak." I was like, "Yes, I was. It's true. It was a great experience."
Gosh. See, I don't, you know, that was around the time, there's this period of my life as we were finalizing building the studios and starting them up, and that would fall into that period that, you know, it was 2002 and then 2007, right after it.
Gotcha.
You may be in one of those periods right now.
Maybe.
With a, why it's three?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that may be for a while. let's see, we're doing fine. We have time for three more if you want to do them. I don't know, or maybe even a few more than three more, but
yeah.
I just want to be sure.
Should we just go on with the next song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
This song is a little sassy.
I have to make sure I say the names to each song because I'm teaching at a school out in Montour, and in shameless self-promotion, I told them they would get extra credit if they could tell me the names of two songs
that we performed.
So
nice, smooth.
Okay, Propel Montour. So
it's called What I Mean to Say.
And, you know, just for, you know, Way to Go Me was an earlier song that they played. And then there
Silence of Your Lambs.
Yeah, with the blank. I think if you say the blank blank song, you should get credit.
Yeah, you should get credit.
Yeah.
It's actually bling, but we say it so fast.
Is it bling? It sounded like blank. I like them both.
It's junk and bling, and we say it really fast. It's a little, secret message.
Secret message.
It is. It's like Morse code, the same way.
I don't know what that's Morse code for, but it's probably Morse code for consumer awareness, which is what that song was about.
I wonder if they'll ever come up with Norse code. Maybe.
I like that.
Or coarse code. No, I'm going to go stand by the drapes. Go ahead.
Okay.
As your big, muscular pit bull bitten the soft, cuddly neck of a kitten today, then you haven't lived today. Has your multinational company beaten a small people and the food they've eaten today?
you haven't lived today. That was sarcasm.
Why won't anyone say what I mean to say for me? Say what I mean for me. For me.
Then sin all you want while you're genuflecting, okay? Then you're forgiven, okay? That was more sarcasm.
Why won't anyone say what I mean to say for me?
Say what I mean.
Frog out of my throat, or a bridge to cross this moat, or a boat.
Say what I mean for me,
for me, for me.
Do the whites of your eyes have a 666 in them? Do the no-bid contracts kill when you win them enough? I'd say we've proven we're tough.
Why won't anyone say what I mean to say for me?
Say what I mean. Say what I mean for me,
for me, for me.
You're a good songwriter, Scott.
Thank you very much for saying that.
That's a good song.
I keep waiting for people to tell me that.
When did you when did you start writing songs?
When I was in middle school, I started taking guitar lessons, sixth grade.
Do you remember what made you want to do that?
Yes, I went to church camp when I was a kid, and I believe it was things like songs like Kumbaya, and I remember vividly this one, a camp counselor, and she was really cute, and I had a crush on her, and it was totally inappropriate because I was so young, you know. But, and I heard her singing something different than we were singing, and I asked her later, I said, what were you doing there during that song? It was so neat. You were singing, like, different notes and stuff. And she said, oh, that's called singing the harmony. And I remember that really vividly. And I just said, yeah, I like to do harmony. And then seeing, you know, people play the guitar, and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to totally do that.
You both like to do harmony. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And we harmonize together.
You know what's funny? I'm way worse at harmonies now. Because I typically
took it over.
Yeah, you kind of took over the deal.
Well, I used to work on cars, and now I don't anymore.
Yeah,
that's all the cars.
Yeah.
So we've switched.
Yeah.
Well, I
we've really digressed, I guess, as individuals.
That's a whole different. Hi, Wyatt. That's a whole different radio program.
Yeah. I mean, we're a great team, but I think on our own, we're just not really great people anymore.
that's what marriage can do. I like to call it that I used to do things like cook and clean and fix crown molding and other things. And Ricky's disqualified me from a lot of things mm-hmm. because she's much better at it than I am, and I'm no longer competent. It's and there was a time early in our marriage. You guys have been married, it's been like 6 years.
Six years. This fall? Yeah, six years this fall.
I should have remembered that.
Yeah, we just had our big 5-year blowout in Philly.
Oh.
But there was a time earlier in our marriage where she would accuse me of deliberately doing things badly so I would never be asked to do them again.
That's an excellent plan if that's true, wink.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have said yeah and winked at the same time, but it's hard because radio winks don't work very well.
That's true.
This is a group called the Wreck Kids, and it's WRECK, Wreck, and then add IDS to the end if your ego allows you. Or it's... You got it. Oh, yeah.
That was nice. Smart guy, huh?
I didn't get it.
Id and the ego?
Oh, I get it.
I didn't get it. But psychology 101. But did you get the high-minded? That's what really got me. Wow, gestalt right here. The records, their Facebook page, I think, is the best place to find out things about them. We've linked to it, but you can go to it too. It's hard for me to look. It's just, is it The Records or Records?
I think it might be just Records. I forget.
It's The Records.
But I guarantee you, if you type wreck and add IDS at the end and Google it, you'll first get hits for 4 products you've recently been shopping for, and then there'll be the 5th link.
sad but true. That's right.
What are we?
Do we have time
what
for
are you?
Two more?
We do have time for two more.
Okay.
So this song. Oh.
Well, I was just gonna say that this is my new favorite. I love all of our songs, but this one is so relevant to this day and age.
It's very.
I mean, it's something that we all think
Nobody
about
ever says this age and day.
It's very relevant to this age and day. I'm going to start saying it now.
I'm going to start saying it too.
You
guys,
spread it around.
You have me pondering things, but I'm going Andy Rooney here, so I'm going to be quiet. You never notice. Nobody ever says age and day.
And why is the word abbreviation so long?
Oh, that's true. And is there an acronym for acronym? Actually, is there... Is there a euphemism for euphemism is what I've always wondered.
That's a great question. I'm going to think about that.
For Propel Montour students listening to Ms. Sarah perform along with her husband, Scott, the name of the song is?
We'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one's – we like to –
It's a surprise.
We just say that it's relevant to this age and day.
Hmm. Okay. You choose to ensure that you don't lose this game of life, which has recently grown more dire.
I would choose a machete for undead artists at the Getty. I have a torch to light. I hope they're afraid of fire. Zombies. Or I could use a chainsaw if Obama started martial law. I saw it in a film. It seemed to work just fine.
Okay, but if you run out of gas, the others would hear and come running fast. How then would you kill them? And whose love would then be mine? Zombies, zombies, zombies.
Then I would use a shotgun. Look, see, I got one. I'd brag that he was beaten. This violence I can condone.
Guns are all so much too loud. You'd run out of ammo and draw a crowd. I'd have to see you eaten, and then I would feel alone. With zombies, 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 zombies.
I liked that song for many reasons, and I think it was called Zombies.
I think it was called Zombies.
Yeah, I think it was called Zombies.
Oh, was that it? I think that was a long one.
Our time. Well, we're oh so close. We have like a couple minutes, and I don't know how. I might have to owe you a song. Oh, there's a yes. We have to hear the song.
And
let me thank all
short.
Of our guests today, including our great writers and artists from Gildas Club of Western Pennsylvania, and Serena and Michelle and Christine. From Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and you, of course, for being with us and the Rec Kids.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has been quite a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And we decided to end it with a cover.
This is called Playing Us Out. Look for us next week, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
I know you belong to somebody new. Tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart. And tonight you belong to me. Way down by the street, how sweet it would seem once more just to dream in the moonlight, my honey. And though I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me, just a little old.